But first, we are going to have the opportunity to visit with the Clarinda Chamber Connection. We want to say thanks to Fine Services, Brian Fine, PCSB, and Farm Bureau Elizabeth Davison that make our visit possible. And this morning, we're going to have the opportunity and pleasure to visit with Shelley Kendrick, who is the Associate Director of the Clarinda Carnegie Art Museum right there in Clarinda. Shelley, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you this morning, Shelley?
I'm doing great.
Good. How are things How are things in Clarinda this morning?
Pretty rainy, but it's wonderful. I think spring is sprung.
That's exactly what we need, Shelley, is some rain. That is for sure. So, Shelley, I want to know a little bit about you and your background. You're the Associate Director of the Clarinda Carnegie Art Museum. Where does your love for art, and how did you get into the world of art? Tell me a little bit about yourself and your background.
I have been a fan, a follower of the arts for as long as I can remember. Personally, taking whatever music lesson I could take or classes. I'm unfortunately not a very good artist, but I just love the art.
Mm-hmm.
And I retired from being a hairdresser after 42 years. And through that career, I was exposed to the arts in my former community of Rapid City, South Dakota.
Okay.
And I'm a great supporter. Anyway, when I decided to move back to Clarinda, I gravitated towards the Clarinda Carnegie Art Museum because it is a lovely facility, and it is just unbelievable to me that we have such a gift, such a treasure in our community here in Southwest Iowa area. And one thing led to another. I started out part-time, and I guess just kind of things just started evolving and snowballing there. I've been at the museum over 2 years now, mm-hmm. and I am the associate director now.
You know, you don't have to be a good artist to enjoy art. That's for sure.
Isn't that the truth?
That is absolutely correct, and I think art can just really bring things to life. And bring memories, just so vivid memories of art, especially if you enjoy, collecting art and that sort of, it's just so cool. It can inspire so many cool emotions and memories. It's just a really neat thing. So very cool.
Well, when you bring up emotion, I do tell visitors when they come in that art is just, it's there to evoke it, to move us, to mm-hmm. have feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And they can be negative or positive. It's doing its job. It just needs to make you feel. And so I think that makes our visitors sometimes a little more relaxed that it's okay to dislike a piece.
Sure.
And it's just fine. And you don't, as you said, you don't have to know a lot about the art to love.
Absolutely. Now, the Clarinda Carnegie Art Museum is, correct me if I'm wrong, Shelley, but it is just north of the square, downtown square in Clarinda, just north of the square, right on the west side of the road there. You really can't miss it when you're heading north out of town.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's the big, beautiful brick building.
Yeah.
It once was our Carnegie Library.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can't miss us.
Now, do you have, I'm doing air quotes, you can't see that, Shelley, regular hours? Do you have regular hours at the museum?
We do. Our hours have been expanded in the last couple of years to be Wednesday through Sunday, 1 to 4 p.m., which is wonderful. Prior to that, it was just 2 days a week, and just 5 days a week works really well, and it gives more opportunity to our visitors and schools and tours to, being available for everyone.
Okay. So let's talk about some of the things that are going on. We're going to talk about the art museum, but there is, I think there's a screening that you've teamed up with Iowa PBS on. Is that correct? About 4-H and some of the roots there in Clarinda and Page County. Tell me a little bit about this event.
The event is Iowa PBS. They're premiering their new documentary about the legacy of 4-H. It's at CCAM Art Hangar, and the Art Hangar is next to Hy-Vee on South 16th.
Okay.
And the premiere is going to be Sunday, March 29th at 2 p.m.
Okay.
And just to give you a little background to the documentary and what it explores, it's about the origins of the largest youth organization, tracing its roots back as early as the 1900s, while celebrating Jesse Field Shambaugh, who is known as the mother of 4-H. Her lasting influence on youth education is amazing, and it's a story that, you know, needs to be told. Through the history and reflection, the film shows how 4-H has empowered generations with skills, leadership, and commitment to community. So, you know, at the special screening that will be, you know, at the Art Hangar, it really is a celebration of 4-H in Iowa and the young people who carry it forward. There will be some light refreshments at 2 p.m., mm-hmm. and then you'll be able to explore recent projects from the local 4-H club members and meet the youth behind the work.
Very cool.
And then at 3 p.m., the film will start. I would like to mention, too, that there's open captions for the film will be provided. And it's a free event. Registration is required. I do have that link,
okay,
or website, so that where you can register online. You know, spacing is going to be a little limited, and so that's why you need to register.
So you would go to go to iowapbs.org, and you can navigate through that website to find the RSVP link there to reserve,
yes,
your spot. So it's not,
yes,
it's not just generally open. I mean, it's, you get your spot and you're ready to go, but there's a potential that it could sell out then with the being reserved seating. Okay. Okay. All right. But it's free.
Yeah. But it is free.
Okay. All right. So if you want to attend that, it's on March 29th, which is a Sunday. Sunday, March 29th from 2 until 4 at the Art Hangar is where it's at. Very cool. Are you looking forward to that, Shelley?
Oh, my goodness, yes. We just have so many exciting things that happen in Clorinda that are just, they feel very, you know, big city. I mean, mm-hmm. I think going to a film premiere is something I should do in a big city. So I definitely think it's really exciting.
So that event, go to iowapbs.org and you can find the link to register for that. So that's the 29th. What displays or features are you having at the museum itself at the moment that we need to be aware of, Shelley?
So the Clorinda Carnegie Art Museum, we have rotating exhibits. And every 6 months they switch out. So
Okay. This
exhibit, our current exhibit, it opened in November, and it'll be here until May. And then we'll switch out again, which is really... that's really amazing that we were able to switch the exhibits out twice a year.
Yeah.
A lot of art museums just have what we, you know, call a non-rotating or a fixed exhibit where mm-hmm. it just doesn't change. So anyway, and the current exhibit is called Seeing Double.
Okay.
I can give you a little.
Tell me a little bit about it. What can you tell me about that? Yeah, tell me a little bit about that. And by the way, we are visiting with Shelley Kendrick, who is the Associate Director of the Clorinda Carnegie Art Museum, CCAM. And we do want to say thanks. It's a Clorinda Chamber Connection. We want to say thanks to Farm Bureau, Elizabeth Davison, PCSB, and Fine Services, Brian Fine, for being a sponsor of our conversation. What can you tell me about the Double Vision Exhibition?
So Seeing Double is about looking at the earliest days of art history. Artists have been exploring what it means to double their elements in their artwork. And doubling refers to a repetition of mirroring of elements within artwork, or the comparison of two or more artworks. However, it can be more than simply duplicating elements. The double in art could include symbolic or psychological doubling, where elements are contrasted to explore duality of realities, like the past versus the present, good versus evil, the self versus the other. The exhibit itself has two featured artworks from two different collections. One is from Karen and Robert Duncan, their collection, as well as Mark and Catherine LeBaron. And so in addition to everything that I just, you know, talked about with the seeing double, when you do get to the museum, you're going to be able to look at doubling in these exceptional artworks and also experience the duality of the two collections. Mm. It's a really, yeah, it's a fun exhibit.
Okay.
It really is.
How long will that exhibit be there?
It'll be here until May.
Okay.
And then we close down for a couple of weeks to prepare the building and bring in the new exhibit.
Okay. Wow. So help me understand this, Shelley, because so you have the Clorinda Carnegie Art Museum itself, that, like you said, with the old library that's been converted now to this great facility. Then you have, you mentioned the Art Hangar, which is part of your organization, correct? The Art Hangar is. And then you also have, I hope I don't mispronounce this, the Millinery downtown.
Yes.
Say that one more time.
It's the Millinery.
The Millinery. Tell me what the Millinery is and where it's at.
The Millinery is DeKalb's Youth Art Center, and it's downtown. It's right next to Bank, Iowa.
Okay.
And it's a dedicated space for youth art education. We offer art classes to, you know, Clorinda and the surrounding communities. And particularly summer, we have a summer program called the Millinery Summer Arts Program, and it runs from May through August. And we feature classes throughout the summer where we bring in artists from other communities, other states, to teach our classes to the youth. And we are now even bringing in where some of the adults, the classes, age-wise, will go through adults, which is really nice because then it can be, you know, a family event. It could be grandparents and children or moms and dads and that kind of thing. And so that's really exciting for us. One particular art class that we have coming up in August is by an artist. His name is Stephen Rudin, and he travels from New York City. And I think this is our fourth year of him coming and teaching a collage class, and so he's a definite, you know, fan favorite to the community.
Wow. You have
very,
a lot.
Very exciting.
The art scene is alive and well in Clorinda, isn't it?
It is. I think
wow.
It is. And we just are always moving forward. And there's so many other things, you know, that fall into that art, too, of not just what we do, but, you know, we have the Glenn Miller Festival. And, yeah, it's just... We're just the place to come visit.
Yeah, so you're just the place. It's a happening place, Shelley. It's the happening place. That is for sure. So you could go anytime, really, and take in the Seeing Double exhibit now.
Yep.
At the Clorinda Carnegie Art Museum, or you could hop on to iowapbs.org and reserve for March 29th for the Legacy of 4-H, the premier documentary from Iowa PBS. You can reserve your spot for that. And very cool. Just a lot going on there. What's a typical day, Shelley, for you? Is there such a thing as a typical day?
That I think probably is one of the things I've had to really, really learn and grasp and be okay with is that there's a lot of shifting in our world. You might have things scheduled and you think it's going to go that way in a day, and then things shift and you just adapt and you do it, which I'm actually kind of enjoying. So you just never know what little surprises will come your way.
Okay.
But for the most part, it's always just this, it's art. It's wonderful. It's giving, it's loving. It's a great day.
All right. There you go. So tell me again, your regular hours at the museum itself.
Wednesday through Sunday, 1 to 4 p.m.
All right. What's been the biggest or most enjoyable display since you've been there? Or have you found appreciation in all of them? Or exhibition?
All of them, but I suppose it was probably 2 years ago. It was called Collector's Choice Exhibit. And I just fell in love with so many pieces. And one of my favorite is by Ed Paschke. And That's still one of my favorites.
Very cool.
Really hard because I'm like a little kid, you know, in the candy store. That piece of candy is my new favorite.
Yes,
I see something else.
That's my favorite. Oh wait, that one's my favorite. Oh wait, that
exactly.
one's my favorite. Yeah, I understand. Okay, Shelley, what did I leave out? What do we need to talk about? What else do we need to touch on that we haven't brought up this morning? And by the way, Shelley Kendrick with me, the associate director of the Clarinda Carnegie Art Museum in Clarinda. So, what else do we need to touch on, Shelley?
Probably the viewers might question a little bit, like, what is the CCAM art hangar? And the hangar next to Hy-Vee on South 16th there is the home of our Art on the Fly program. This empowers communities through global exchange and world-class modern and contemporary art. We foster the impact and growth of arts through transformative act of sharing. And this is made possible by the generosity of Karen and Robert Duncan, their collection, and CCAM. So it's a way for the artwork to have a bigger audience, to travel, and the exhibits that we have. And so that's a really, really exciting venture we're on. We're very hopeful that it will take off.
So just curious, the Clarinda Carnegie Art Museum, CCAM, the art hangar, is there a board? Is there a council? What's the structure of that like with the art museum?
There is a board. However, the executive director, Trish Berggren, has all that information about the board. That's not something I'm really attached to.
Okay. But they are in charge of both of those, both the hangar, the art hangar, and the art museum is kind of the way that's structured.
Yes, okay. And the millinery, all three.
And the millinery.
Yeah.
What a cool spot that is, too, by the way.
It is
a cool spot.
The millinery millinery is hat making, and so that building's original purpose was a hat making. I can't remember the gal's name. But anyway, and so that's where the millinery came from, is because of the building's original origins of, and Trish did an amazing job getting it off the ground, and just little touches, like, I don't know if you noticed, there's top hat lights in the window that hang down to kind of play, give homage to the millinery, its previous roots.
All right. Yeah. Very cool. All righty, Shelley, it is a pleasure to visit with you, and a lot of great things going on. Check it out. Go take in the exhibit. Go to get your reservation and go look at and preview the documentary with Iowa PBS, or go to the art hangar. I don't know. Take in some of these great opportunities that are available right there in Clarinda. So I'd encourage people to do so.
Thank you so much today.
Make it a great day, Shelley. It is a real pleasure to get to visit with you. Hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Have a good one, too.
You too.
Bye.
Shelley Kendrick with me. She is the Associate Director of the Clarinda Carnegie Art Museum, CCAM, and a real pleasure to get to visit with Shelley. We do want to say thanks to Fine Services, Brian Fine, PCSB, and Farm Bureau, Elizabeth Davison, who are the sponsors of our conversation this morning.